listening to this and you're of age, get drunk tonight. Get drunk or don't get drunk and dance in your underwear, okay? You're a queen or a king, whatever you want to be. And you're going to blast September by Earth, Wind & Fire in your bedroom or out in the streets or whatever you want to do. You're going to blast that song and you're going to dance in your underwear or in whatever makes you feel like a hot bitch. And you're going to vibe, whether you're drunk or not. You don't need to be drunk to have a good time, but... What is up, bitchies, and welcome back to the Really Bitchy Podcast with your favorite bitchy host, Christina Harris. Not Christina Marie. I almost said Christina Marie, okay? Welcome back to the Really Bitchy Podcast with your favorite bitchy host, Christina Harris. We're gonna talk about that change in a little bit. But anyways, guys, welcome back. We're getting right into this episode. We're gonna hop right into the Really Bitchy Recap because what a fucking week it has been, or honestly, a fucking however long since I've recorded an episode, okay? So I really want to start this episode off by saying that I hope this episode comes out like totally okay, because before we even get into the Really Bitchy Recap and all the things that are going into this episode, and we're gonna talk about the change of the Christina Marie to Christina Harris and a million things in this show, okay? I need to tell you guys that I have been working on like loosening up a little bit in terms of my perfectionism. You guys know that I have struggled with perfectionism for a long time now. I've talked about it in YouTube videos. I talked about it on tweets. I've talked about it on this podcast before. But the thing is, like, my like perfectionist habits aren't even, like, it's not just, like, a normal thing. Like, literally a huge reason why I hired my life coach, you guys know, like, my lovely life coach, Andrea, I talk about her all the time, was literally, like, the reason I got her and the reason I'm trying to work on this is because my perfectionist habits have literally been, like, ruining my work, and it's been driving me crazy, and I don't know how to fix it, and that's why I, guys, please, like, I'm such an advocate for mental health, and honestly, the perfectionist things have been, like, really fucking with my mental health, and that's why I decided to get a life coach to, like, really help me through those things, because, guys, like, if you feel like you need help in some sort of aspect of your life, like, please do not be afraid to ask for help. Anyways, though, why I was saying I hope this episode comes out okay is because you guys know that I've been really slacky with recording the podcast. Like, I've literally, like, I'll upload an episode, and then I won't upload another episode for, like, a month or even 2 months. Like, I don't even know when my last episode was. I should honestly, like, I'm going to check Spotify quickly to see what the last episode of the Really Bitchy Podcast was. What was it? Okay, here it is. July 21st? July, okay. Oh, my God. The last episode was almost 2 months ago. Holy shit, I didn't even realize it was that long. Okay, anyways, my point exactly. The reason why I'll upload an episode and then I won't upload for so long is because I get so stressed out about planning one episode of the podcast, because I'm such a perfectionist and I try to perfect everything before recording. That way I don't fuck up when I record. Like, I don't know why I'm so concerned about it either, because, like, a podcast is so free-flowing and, like, it's not meant to really have, like, a shit ton of structure. But for me, I, like, need to have, like, structure in, like, all aspects of life and career. And I don't even know. Honestly, it, like, drives me. Sorry, my audio probably got weird there for a sec. Anyways, it drives me crazy. And so I'm, like, you know what? If I'm going to be doing this podcast, like, all the time and uploading a video every single week, I need to kick these perfectionist habits and I need to stop spending hours trying to perfect a fucking episode and just do it. Because I get so worried about the recording. Like, once I record the episode, recording an episode, editing, and posting is, like, not even a big deal. It's the planning ahead of time for it. And the planning would, like, freak me out because I think I'd have to get, like, everything, like, perfect and, like, planned it out perfectly. And everything. So I'm like, I don't know. Anyways, that's a really big reason why I don't upload these podcasts very often. I really do want to do weekly. I want to do every single Monday for you guys, and I'm really going to work on it because I've been working on these perfectionist habits for a while. I want to get really good with just, like, the podcasting and getting back into it every single week and stop trying to plan it out like a crazy woman. That way I could just upload them and do them. And then obviously I really want to get consistent with all my other social media, like YouTube and stuff. I know you guys have been bugging me for a new YouTube video, and I really do want to post a new YouTube video. But once again, I've been having this mental block, these head struggles. But like I said, my lovely, lovely, lovely life coach, Andrea, has been helping me so much. It's been giving me the motivation and the push that I need to break out of my perfectionist comfort zone and just go with the flow with certain things. And I know you guys probably listening to this right now, you're like, Christina, you're a very go with the flow person, because I really am. And my friends would say that about me too. But I don't know. I don't know what it is. It's honestly the weirdest thing that I've struggled with. And I don't even know when this like perfectionism stuff started like overtaking my life. I feel like it might have started to get really bad when I decided to leave college, only because I feel like when I left college, I was like under like so much pressure in a way to like do social media full time, now that all my friends were in school and I wasn't. And I was like, oh shit, this is like my full time thing. So I started trying to like plan things out to a T to like have this like crazy work schedule. And I think that's where it really started to get bad. And that was about, I've been out of school for a year now, about a year ago, actually, exactly, because we're in September and, you know, FIT, where you guys know I went, Fashion Institute, started a few weeks ago, as most schools did. But anyways, sorry, that was a rant. But see, like I said, podcasts are meant to be free-flowing, exactly like what I am doing right now. And I love what I'm doing right now, and I love the way this is turning out so far. So sorry I suck that I haven't been uploading these often. Oh my God. Sorry. Oh my God. I have an itch on my ear. Fuck. Okay. Sorry. Itch on my ear. Had to remove the headphones for a sec. Okay. Enough about the perfectionist talk. Long story short, I'm working on it. Okay. I'm really, really working on it. But in case you guys are like wondering, like, Christina, why do you literally upload an episode and then dip for 2 months? Now you know why. And I'm working on it. And your continued love and support is what gets me through every single day. So I love you guys so much. And I appreciate the fuck out of you. Seriously. I love and appreciate you guys way more than you think I do, especially with me being like a growing woman and having to deal with the stress of social media and everything. Like, your love and continued support is literally all I ever need to get me through my day. So thank you guys so much. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Kisses. I love you all. I'll give you 6 foot apart kisses, mwah, because we're still in a pandemic. But anyways, let's get into the real bitchy recap. Okay. The week recap. But honestly, guys, this past week, really chill vibes. Really, really chill vibes. I didn't really do anything crazy this week. I like went plant shopping with my roommate, took some Instagram photos, you know, all that stuff. But I do have two things that I did this week that I did want to talk to you guys about. And I don't even know if I honestly am probably just going to transition really bitchy recap into just like talking about shit in this episode. This episode, like I said, is going to be really free flowing. So two things this week that I did want to talk to you guys about. And the first one that I want to talk about is the fact that I changed, or actually, you know what? I changed my socials. I changed my Twitter and Instagram from Christina Marie to Christina Harris a few weeks ago. But then as of today, I officially changed it from Marie to Harris on all platforms, not just Twitter and Instagram. I was kind of testing the waters, Twitter, Instagram, seeing if I wanted to do it. And I officially did it. So I want to talk about that because a lot of people were like really fucking confused. They're like, why did you change your name from Christina Marie to Christina Harris? Okay. And honestly, guys, here's the thing. There's like literally no crazy significance. But so my full name is obviously Christina Marie Harris. No shocker. Marie was my middle name. Harris is my real last name. And basically when I started YouTube and started doing the whole social media thing, I was extremely young. I started like before I was even legally allowed to I need a bad blee. No, Addison Rae. But I wasn't even legally allowed to be on those platforms because, you know, like age on those platforms is usually like 13 or 18 or whatever. And I was like 12 on YouTube making fucking music videos and makeup tutorials. But when I started all this social media stuff, I was really paranoid about creepy people on the internet, as were my parents. So that's why I decided to go with Christina Marie instead of Christina Harris. But honestly, as I grew on social media, obviously it didn't really matter anymore because more people started to get to know me. And then, you know, I wasn't as young anymore and I didn't have any creepy people. I mean, there's still many creepy people out there on the internet. But still, I wasn't this like 13-year-old anymore. You know, right now I'm a 21-year-old grown-ass woman. Like, you know, which Marie, she was a vibe. Christina Marie, she was a vibe for a while. But I don't know. honestly, I have been thinking about making the transition from Christina Marie to Christina Harris for a good year now. And I asked my manager about it. I swear to God, my manager made fun of me because I texted him like literally a few weeks ago. I was like, Brian, what do you think about me changing my name for Christina Marie to Christina Harris, like going from my middle name to my last name on my socials? And he texts me back and he goes, Christina, I swear to God, you ask me the same exact question like every 2 months. And I tell you the same exact thing every single time, which is that it literally doesn't matter. You do what you feel like you should do. Like, so shout out to manager Brian for always being a supportive, great man. So, anyways, I finally was like, you know what? I'm just going to do it. I'm going to see what happens. Marie, like I said, she was a vibe. She was great. Love her. Christina Marie, that is still me, but I am also Christina Harris. And I feel like, especially this year, 2020, sorry. Oh my God. I like went to burp and then I stopped myself from burping so I wouldn't. Oh my God, I'm yawning now. Okay. I'm good. What was I saying? Oh, yes. Okay. Marie Harris. So basically, 2020, that's what I was saying. Sorry, I lost my train of thought for a second. So 2020, I'm sure a lot of you guys like realize this too or whatever, but obviously this year has been crazy. But this year has been like one of the most eye-opening years for me. And I feel like being like stuck indoors and stuck with my own thoughts like 24/7 really forced me to like think about life and evaluate life and how it was going and just really make some like vital changes to my life and the way I go about things. And I feel like I really, really, really transformed as a person this year. I don't know what it was. I just became more aware of myself. I became more spiritually awakened. You guys know, like, I do tarot now and all this like crazy shit, which is insane. Never thought I'd be a tarot bitch, but here we are. So yeah, pretty crazy. But I don't know, this year like taught me a lot about myself, I feel. And I don't know, I was feeling like kind of like a change up, and I was like, I feel like I felt like it was right. I felt like it was time to go from Christina Marie to Christina Harris. I'm a 21-year-old woman making a living, living in New York City, living my best life. And I felt like I wanted to change it. And so that is why I made the change. And I'm really, really happy with it. I feel like it sounds fresh. It sounds new. It sounds me because it is me. So we're going to roll with it. And, you know, let me know if you guys like it or not. You know, tweet me at Bitchy Podcast on Twitter and Instagram. Tweet me on Twitter. Comment on Instagram. DM me on Instagram, whatever. And let me know how you guys feel about it. Because honestly, it's nothing like of crazy significance, but I don't know. I just felt like the time was right. I wanted a change up. I am a grown woman now. And I was like, you know what? Let's do it. Let's just do it. So I did it. And here we are. So yeah, there we go. It's going to be Christina Harris from now on, not Christina Marie. Hope you guys like it. And if you don't, then that really sucks because I like it and I'm keeping it. Anyways, moving along. So another thing that I wanted to talk to you guys about. Oh my gosh. Okay. So this is insane. Okay, this is actually crazy. So if you guys remember a few episodes back or you saw me talk about it on Twitter or on my YouTube channel or on Instagram, I have a personal psychic. You guys know I am very into all of that spiritual stuff, as I just said. I'm totally into crystal healing, tarot, meditation, law of attraction, manifestation, psychics, like all that sort of stuff. Love it. So back in like March or April, I decided I wanted to see a psychic for the first time because that's when I really started going through like this whole transformation in my life. And so I really wanted to see a psychic because I've always been intrigued. I've always wanted to see one before and see what she would have to say about my life. And so I found my psychic. I got a reading done by her, got a few readings from her since. She's amazing. Her name is Catherine. If you guys want to go look her up on Instagram, her name is Readings by Catherine. If you guys want to get a reading by her, she's based in Long Island, but you know, you can hit her up, get a reading by her through the phone. That's what I do because I live in New York City. But anyways, she's fucking awesome. Readings by Catherine. Anyways, basically, I haven't gotten a reading done with her since like early June. And I was on Instagram the other day and I was just scrolling, came across her Instagram page again. I was like, oh my God, Catherine. And we decided to set up a new reading for me. So a few days ago, this is where the story comes in. A few days ago, I get on the phone with her, whatever, do my meditations, and I'm ready to get my life reading done, which a life reading is basically like her telling me about like all aspects of life, what's going right, what's going wrong, what needs to change, what I need to know. So she told me a lot of really interesting things about my life, okay? Like really interesting shit. But some of that stuff I keep personal. Maybe one day I'll tell you guys more about my psychic experience. Not maybe. I 100% will. Maybe I'll make an entire podcast episode like dedicated to that. But okay, so here's the actual story. The one thing that I do want to tell you guys from this reading that I just got done the other day is I'm getting this reading done. She's telling me a lot about my life. Blah, 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 blah. And we're talking about crystals. We're talking about crystal healing because I'm a really big person that's like into crystal healing and everything. She asked me if I cleanse my crystals. And I was like, yes, of course, because you got to get the bad energy out, you know, do a little crystal cleansing once in a while. And she's like, okay, so you cleanse your crystals. Great. She goes, I feel like you have a crystal. She goes, I'm seeing a crystal that you have and it's in your room and it's bringing really bad energy into your room. And I'm like, even though like I cleanse all my crystals, she's like, yeah, she's like, I literally could sense it and I see it. She goes, I feel like it's a greenish color or like purple. She goes, either green or purple. And then she goes, you know what? She goes, have you bought a necklace recently? And she's like, recently as in like the past few months. And I was like, I don't know, like maybe, like I buy shit all the time. I don't really keep track of what I buy. So she's like, have you gotten a necklace? Like I'm seeing a necklace. And I'm like, not that I really like remember of at the moment. And she's like, I don't know. She's like, I'm just like seeing like a greenish like color, like purple maybe. And so I was going based off the purple and I was like, I don't know. I have this like amethyst cluster that's like chilling on my windowsill. Like maybe it's this. And she's like, could you send me a photo of it? So I send her a photo of it. And then in the background of the photo of the amethyst cluster is like a bowl of a bunch of like crystals also, but they're all like blurry and stuff because of, you know, the camera's focused on the amethyst. So she looks at the photo. She goes, no. She's like, it's definitely not the amethyst. Your amethyst is beautiful. She goes, that green stone in the back though, in that bowl, she goes, what is that? And I was like, oh, I was like, it's supposed to be green quartz. She goes, where did you get that? She goes, I think that's what it is. She's like, that's the bad energy. She goes, oh my God, I do not, like, she was like really emphasizing it. She's like, I do not like the energy from that thing at all. She goes, you need to get rid of that. She goes, where'd you get it? And guess what? You know where I got it? I got it as a free gift when I bought a necklace. So she asked me before, did you buy a necklace? Like, I'm like, I don't know. The freaking stone came as like a little freebie when I bought a necklace. And I was like, oh my God, you know what? It came as a freebie when I bought a necklace. She goes, yeah, that's what I thought. She goes, that stone? She goes, I don't even know if it's authentic or whatever. She goes, it has really bad energy though. She goes, are you sure you cleansed it? I was like, yeah, 100%. She's like, Christina, you need to get rid of that stone. And I was like, oh my God. And I'm like freaking out about it. She goes, here's the thing. You did not pick that stone out. It was given to you for free. Like I said, like she was saying with the whole necklace thing. She's like, it was given you for free with a necklace. Like you didn't even pick the crystal. Like when you go to like a spiritual shop or like a crystal shop, you pick the crystals that you resonate with and that you really like. She goes, the crystal picked you, which is not good. And she's like, in general, like I said, like, she's like, long story short, she's basically like, Christina, get the fuck rid of that thing. Like, that thing has bad energy. And I was like, freaking out on the phone. I'm like, oh my God, I have bad energy in my room because of this fucking crystal. Fucking, where did I get it from? Alex and Ani. Alex and Ani is literally just, Alex and Ani is trying to send me bad energy. I don't actually mean that, Alex and Ani, if you're listening to this. I actually really love your jewelry. But don't send me your crystals anymore. Because your green quartz is a piece of shit. So, anyways, immediately after I got off the phone with her, I threw it out. I not only did I just throw it in my trash can, I walked to the trash chute in my building and like threw it down the chute because I was like, I need this thing out of my room, out of my apartment. I don't want it sitting in my garbage can. Like, get rid of this thing. So I literally just threw it down the trash chute and got rid of it. But isn't that crazy? Because she was like, a necklace. She goes, I feel like you bought a fucking necklace. And I'm like, nah. And then she's like, that green stone. Where'd you get that green stone? And I was like, oh my God. I bought it. I got it with a fucking necklace. Holy shit. I don't know. That was my crazy psychic experience of the week. Anyways, Catherine, if you're listening to this, I love you so much. I'm probably going to send this episode over to her. And if you guys want to check her out, like I said, Readings by Catherine on Instagram. She is the best. She's literally helped me with like so much guidance in my life. Between her and my life coach and my manager, like literally my like circle of people that have helped me so significantly in my life. I love them to death so much. But yeah, shout out to Catherine because that was literally insane. So that was a really long version of the really bitchy recap. But honestly, it kind of just like flows into the next thing. Okay, so usually this like part of the show, you guys know that if I have a guest on the show, this is when they come on and do their thing. But we don't have a guest today. Most episodes are just going to be me. Sorry, I know, so boring. Anyways, no, I do want to get some friends onto the show eventually. Friends, your faves, you know, your favorite influencers, celebrities, whoever you want. We'll have more on soon. It's been a little difficult, obviously, because people, normally I would be able to have like so many people on because I'd be able to be like, before all the like pandemic stuff started going down, I was planning so many episodes where I was literally having like certain like influencers and all this stuff like fly to New York to record in person with me. But now we have to do it through Zoom unless it's like a friend that's in the area or something like that. But not a big issue, but still just a little inconvenient. So it's been like just way easier on me, especially getting back into podcasting full time to do solo episodes. But anyways, obviously, like I said, we don't have a guest. So this is honestly like I want to talk to you guys about this because when I don't know if you just heard me like bang my knee into my desk. Sorry. Because normally, like I said, this is the section where we have a guest on. But when we don't have a guest on, we just talk about whatever you guys, like I literally tweet you on Twitter and I'm like, give me topics. What are we talking about in this episode? And so I don't have like a segment name for this. Like we have like my weekly recap is called the Really Bitchy Recap. We have, you know, a social media shit segment. We have Shitty Life Advice with Christina segment, which is coming up, obviously. Like, what do we call this segment, though? There's like no like name for it. If you guys have a name that's like revolved around something with bitchy or whatever, it doesn't have to be along the lines of bitchy, something that sounds bitchin, then let me know. Please tweet me at bitchy podcast on Twitter or DM me at bitchy podcast on Instagram. But obviously I tweeted you guys, I was like, let's talk about things. But listen, before I even get into what you guys wanted me to talk about, this segment, this part right here. Guys, if you didn't notice, if you're listening to this podcast on the day that it's coming out, if you look at the calendar, it is the 21st of September. If you guys don't know what the 21st of September is, it's only the greatest year of the day. Oh my God, guys, I have to interrupt myself for a second. Hi, this is Christina from Podcast Editing Mode. I just realized I'm editing this and I said that September 21st is the greatest year of the day instead of day of the year. I'm stupid. It sounded stupid. But obviously, I meant to say that the 21st of September is the greatest day of the year, not the year of the day. My bad. Let's continue with the podcast. Because of the song September by Earth, Wind, and Fire. You guys know that is my favorite song ever. Do you remember boom, boom, the 21st night of September? Boom, boom, boom. And then it's a little like, ah, sorry, I can't sing. I have a mic in front of me. What if I just like grab the mic and just like, ah, yeah, no, we don't want to hear that. So what was that? What just came out of me? What just came out of me? We were vibing at the first part and now we're, no, not a vibe anymore. Anyways, okay, 21st of September, guys, today is such a significant fucking day because of that song. Ah, oh my God. You guys, no, genuinely, I make so many jokes about it, but here's the thing. Earth, Wind, and Fire, September, the song has stuck with me for such a long time. I first heard the song when I was so young because I swear to God, the song plays at every single Italian wedding ever or Italian Sweet 16 or something. And you guys know that I talk about all the time that I come from a big ass family of Italians. So this is like designated event Italian people's song. Like, so it always played at everything I ever went to when I was a child. So I grew to love the song. And it's just always stuck with me, and it just has such a good vibe. Like, you start jamming out to this song whenever the hell you feel like it. It is such a good feel-good song. I never, ever skip it. Never. I don't think there is once that it has come on my playlist and I've skipped that song. And obviously, the first line of the song is, do you remember the 21st night of September? So here we are on the 21st of September, and I really needed to point that out because this is such a significant day to me. Guys, if you're listening to me, if you are of age, if you're 21 plus, please, or maybe I won't tell your parents, but you didn't hear that from me. I'm not condoning underage drinking, but I'm not saying that I haven't done it. Anyways, if you're listening to this and you're of age, get drunk tonight. Get drunk, or don't get drunk, and dance in your underwear, okay? You're a queen or a king, whatever you want to be. And you're going to blast September by Earth, Wind & Fire in your bedroom or out in the streets or whatever you want to do. You're going to blast that song. And you're going to dance in your underwear or in whatever makes you feel like a hot bitch. And you're going to vibe, whether you're drunk or not. You don't need to be drunk to have a good time. But obviously, I mean, I'm getting drunk. If you guys, I'm recording this a few days in advance. Like right now, it's the 18th of September. The 21st of September, forget it. Blackout, me, bathroom floor, it's a date. Like, it's happening. Anyways, though, if you guys are listening to this right now, on the 21st of September, because my podcast come out at 3 a.m., so you have absolutely no excuse to hear this after the 21st of September, unless you're slacking on the bitchy podcast. But if you're listening to this in due time, I want you to record a video of yourself dancing your booty off or singing it or doing something. Make a video for me, okay? It could be a TikTok. It could be a, what is that? What is that one app? Triller or Thriller? I don't know. I think it's, is it Thriller or Triller? I don't know. One of those like video creating apps, you know what I'm talking about? Or just a regular video, something, okay? And you're gonna tweet me that video or DM it to me or post it and tag me in it because I wanna see everybody shaking their little booties on the 21st night of September, okay? Jamming out to the song. It will really make my day. I will make an entire tweet thread if you guys really want me to of just the entire bitchy, chicky community dancing their asses off to September by Earth, Wind & Fire. Earth, Wind & Fire is my kryptonite. September is my kryptonite. 21st of September is my kryptonite. It's incredible. I can never get over this song. It's incredible. And I honestly, for this episode, I wanted to play it and just have a jam sesh for like a solid like 3-4 minutes. But I don't know if I'll get like copywritten. I don't know if that's like a thing. Is that like a thing? Like, could Spotify, and like they definitely can. Could like Spotify and Apple Music like copyright me or something? Like, I don't know how like music works when it comes to podcasting. I don't know. I gotta figure that out. I should ask my manager or someone. If anybody's listening to this and you know the answer to that, let me know. Anyways, though, it's the 21st of September, baby. Get your vibes on. Dance your butt off. Have a glass of wine or a nice big glass of water. You know, stay hydrated, you know. Maybe do the WAP dance to September. If someone wants to coordinate the WAP dance with September, I will love you forever. And I think I will forever have it imprinted in my mind. Because that might, maybe I'll do that. I don't know. Anyways, 21st of September. Yeah, incredible, amazing. I just need to throw that out here because, of course, this is the 21st. This episode is literally going to be called, like, the 21st of September special or some shit like that. I don't even know, but it's the 21st of September, baby. The best day of the year. I don't care what anybody says. Today is the best day of the year. You cannot bring my vibe down. So, that's one thing I want to talk about. Another thing, guys, I was on Twitter, and I was like, yo, what are we talking about? Whatever, and somebody brought up to me, they go, Christina, I want to hear a drunk story time from you. And I go, I don't think I've told a drunk story time in a while. I told like a drunk story on like an Instagram live once, but like I literally, like, you guys know, like, I like having a good time. I'm 21, like, it's legal, I'm good. And I don't share enough of those stories with you guys. The one thing that you guys know, if you follow me on Twitter especially, I talk about a lot on Twitter about how every time I drink, I get a bruise and I don't know where it's from and I wake up the next day and I have a mysterious bruise. I don't know. It happens every single time. But Oh my God, I got a Snapchat. Who is it from? But anyways, I'm like, should I like Snapchat my friend back while I am recording mid-podcast? Let's do it. Okay. What's up? We're recording the Really Bitchy podcast right now, and this will be in the podcast episode. So if you're receiving this Snapchat, just know that you are special. Okay. So, anyways, that was funny. But yeah, don't share enough of my drunk story times. So I have one that I was like, you know what? The internet needs to hear this. Sorry, I'm going to just like adjust myself real quick. I've been sitting on my feet for the past 29 minutes. I'm looking at the time that this is recording. Damn, this is going to be a long episode. Whatever. Listen, guys, I got to tell you the story time. And this is hilarious. In my opinion, this is hilarious. And I love it. So once upon a time, So here's the thing is I was just chilling home this one day and my friend Lily hits me up and she goes, Christina, me and a few people are going to go to this like Irish pub. You should come, you know, we're just going to have a few drinks. Lily's mom was in town. And so I was sitting at home and I was like, nah, like I'm not going to go out, whatever, like I don't know. And then eventually I caved. I was like, you know what? I want to see my friends. So I'm going to go. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to go, but I'm not really going to drink because I was like, I'm not really in the mood to drink. Whatevs. Okay. So I get ready and I leave and I go. And number one, I was a little like skeptical, not skeptical, but a little like, this is going to be interesting because her mom was there. And I didn't like, I never met her mom before. And I was like, we're going to an Irish pub with my friend's mother. So I was like, this could either be great or terrible. Like, her mom is either going to think I am crazy or her mom's going to be like, I don't know, chill with it. We'll see. I don't really know. But anyways, so I get there and it's my friend Lily and a few of my other friends that I post about a lot. You guys know. Well, if you check out my Instagram, you know, like, my friends, like, we got Jeff, we got Jackson, we got Kay, like, a few of them, you know. So we're vibing, okay? We're vibing. At this Irish place, having some margs. This is a good time. This is like a while ago, by the way, guys. A while ago. But we're having some margs, whatever. My friend Kay goes, shots for everyone. And we're like, oh, fuck. Here we go. And this is my first time meeting Kay. It was my second time meeting Kay, first time going out with her because she moved in with two of my best friends that live in the city. And so I met her like a few days prior just because I like went to go check out their new apartment. But this is my first time like going out with her. And goddamn, if she's listening to this, she already knows this bitch can drink. She's crazy. I love her though. Anyways, she's getting like rounds and rounds and rounds and rounds of shots. Like ridiculous amounts of shots, and I was already like a little drunky drunk off these margs, so I was like, you know what, a few shots won't hurt. So I'm downing shots like it's crazy, and they were a mixed shot, so it wasn't even a straight shot, so like they were like you didn't really taste it, and all of a sudden it's like boom, drunk. And so anyways, I'm drunk off my ass, as everybody else is. And Lily's mom is sitting there giving me, like, life advice, like, drunk. It's the most hilarious thing, like, ever. So shout out to Lily's mom, because she was such a vibe, like, such a vibe. And so we're hanging out, and she's, like, talking to me about life. And I was like, damn, I love this woman. And there was, like, this guy there named Patty, who was one of, like Lily's boyfriend's friend. And so we're like holding the shots and we're like, who are we cheersing the shot to? What are we doing? And her mom's like, cheers to Patty, like for literally no reason ever. And it was the funniest thing ever. But anyways, this shit hit me like a ton of bricks. Like, I think it was probably the most drunk I've ever been in my life. And I'm a person that like, I could control how much I drink. I really can. This night though, oh my gosh, I'm just thinking about it. I was not okay, guys. Anyways, what ends up happening is I go back to my friend's apartment because we're all like so drunk and we're like, let's just all like, you know, go back to her apartment. We go, I walk in. I don't remember the rest of the night. What I remember is I woke up at 8:30 a.m. on the bathroom floor. I woke up at 8:30 a.m. on the bathroom floor with a pillow and blanket. And I was like, and my hair was wet. And I was like, why is my hair wet? Who gave me this pillow and blanket? And why am I on the bathroom floor? Turns out that one of my friends had to help me wash my hair the night before because I accidentally vomited into it. So that was really nice. That's a really nice low in my life. And then apparently I just knocked out on the bathroom floor and she felt really fucking bad. So she brought me a pillow and blanket into the bathroom and just let me sleep in the bathroom. So, yeah, woke up at 8:30, collected my things, left, went home, texted her and was like, oh my gosh, I left. But thank you so much for accommodating me. I'm so sorry. This will never happen again. Because that has never happened to me. Anyways, that was probably the lowest low of my drunk stories in my life. And I felt like, you know what? It was time that I share that with you guys. And then obviously I get home and I discover the bruise on my arm and the cut. And I was like, what the hell? Where'd this come from? And then she told me and I was like, wow. Yep. I love oversharing. I really love oversharing on the internet. It's one of my favorite things. I hope you guys enjoyed that story. We should make a drunk story time segment. That's what we should do because I have so many funny stories, whether it's me or my friends being drunk. Like, so many stories, but that's a personal. I think that's probably, like, the worst. I seriously think when I tell you, like, I was, like, gone that night. Like, gone. Like, I don't even know how I was a functioning human that night. I don't think I was. Oh my God, it was so interesting. Anyways, though, that's it for my drunk story. And for that, I do want to move on to the next segment. It is time to spill some tea. Talk about this week's social media shit. So for social media shit this week, I wanted to talk about TikTok again, as we do in every single episode. But this time, it's not about Tony Lopez swinging his dick, okay? This time, it's about the TikTok ban. So basically, TikTok's getting banned, I guess. I went out to Twitter this morning, and the first thing I see is everybody talking about the TikTok ban. So let me actually get my phone out because I took some screenshots of what, like, different media outlets were basically saying. So I'm just going to kind of read through. So let's see. Financial Times, TikTok and WeChat will be removed from all U.S. app stores from Sunday. So is getting banned. Existing users could still use the apps, but the experience will degrade without software updates. Will be removed. Let's see. People with TikTok on their phone will still be able to use it, but, you know, basically, okay, there's an order issued giving ByteDance, never heard of that, until November 12th to see if it's interested in getting TikTok in the U.S. All this stuff talks about how TikTok is like a security like concern. I don't even know, guys. There's so much being said. So basically, if you guys don't have the app, you better download it. Or actually, this episode's going up after the fact. So if you didn't get the app if you guys are listening to this episode, it's too late to download the app. So I'm so sorry about that. But I don't know what's going to happen. Honestly, here's the thing. I'm a little confused, though, because I thought Microsoft was going to buy into it, and they tried to, and they got denied. So, not good. Honestly, like, I can't even, like, speak on it. Well, I mean, I could speak on it, obviously. But I don't really know what's going to happen. Like, I don't, like, I hate predicting the future. I just hope that it obviously gets bought out. That way that TikTok lives on. It's just crazy. Like, that much, like, TikTok has that much power. Like, it's such a strong 2020 social media app that it's getting banned. Like, I don't even know. The entire situation is insane. Honestly, though, I think someone's going to buy into it. I think it's going to be an issue for a little bit, but I do think someone's going to buy into it because an app as big as TikTok, like, someone would be stupid not to buy into it. But if it's willing, like, Microsoft made a deal and got denied, I believe. Correct me if I'm wrong because I don't know if I'm giving the proper information right now. I'm not even going to lie. Going based off of what I saw on Twitter. But Microsoft gave a deal and it got denied. So I don't know. Whatever it said, that bite whatever thing has like till November 12th to try and make a deal. So I guess we'll see what happens. I don't know, a little worried though, because like TikTok's like one of my favorite apps. It's a lot of people's favorite apps. And I know a lot of people, you know, get their humor Their daily dose of laughs from TikTok, as I do. And it's such a nice app because it's just convenient to scroll and get a good laugh. And it's going to be really, really sad if something doesn't get worked out and we just can't use TikTok really anymore. So let's all hope that something good happens. This is a really, really crazy thing. I don't think anything like this has happened in the social media space thus far. So this is a really, really big deal. So I guess let's see what happens. Listen, guys, my advice is always probably some of the shittiest advice you will ever hear, which brings us into Shitty Life Advice with Christina. So basically, here's a drill, guys. Every week I tweet out what you guys, the listeners, want some shitty life advice on, and I attempt to answer it. So here we go. This week's shitty life advice needing gal is Danny, and this one is very interesting in my eyes because she said that she's, like, struggling with this thing. Okay, so basically, I have the tweet up. I'm going to pull it up. I got it up. I'm going to read it to you guys. So she goes, I feel like I'm always the boring one, like, out of her friends, because I don't drink like my friends do, but they always think I'm so uptight, and I never want to, wait, oh, sorry, I read that wrong, sorry, that's my grammar mistake, not hers, okay, I feel like I'm always the boring one, because I don't drink like my friends do, but they always think I'm just uptight, and never want to have anything, so, like, I don't know what to do about that, so, basically, long story short, her friends are being a bunch of bitches because she doesn't want to drink and they do. Danny, tell your friends they're trash if they're trying to peer pressure you into drinking because that's not cool. That's not real friends. Like, first of all, okay, starting from the top, this is absolute bullshit because you could be totally sober, not drink, and have a good ass time. Like, I know I, like, make so many, like, funny, like, comments about drinking and being drunk and, like, all this stuff. And I always tell you guys, I literally just told you a drunk story before, but in reality, like, there have been so many times where I've gone out with my friends, we have not drank at all, and you have such a good time. You do not need to be drunk or have a drink in order to have a good time. That's absolute bullshit. Actually, I do have a little story that kind of plays into this. So basically, this literally solidifies, like, what I'm talking about. So I have a friend, one of my really good friends, about 2 years ago got mononucleosis. You guys know it's called, like, the kissing disease, like, whatever. Basically, really, really bad. She was super, super sick. Anyways, though, here's the thing. She got mono. She's going through it for a few months. She recovered, but when she recovered from it, her doctor was like, because of the medications she was on and everything for it, told her that she still, like, she could go out, but she couldn't drink for, like, another, like, 2 to 3 months. And so originally, she thought it was, like, the worst thing in the world, but she started going out, started clubbing again, started going to bars, all this stuff with her friends. And instead of getting a drink, like, she would just get water. And she started to realize over time that she would still be having such an incredible, good, fun time with her friends at the bar or at the club drinking her water. And that she doesn't need to get drunk. She doesn't need to have a drink in her hand to have a good time. Like, she couldn't even drink because of the mono. But she was having such a good time. And because of that, she actually cut drinking, like, completely out of her life after that. So even after, like, the 2-3 month thing of her not needing to drink, she still was going out, clubs, bars, whatever, and just drinking water instead of a alcoholic beverage, you know, and having the time of her fucking life. And, like, me and all my friends, we were, like, going out with her, having the time of her lives, knowing damn well she's drinking water, but guess what? She's having a damn good time, and the rest of us are having a damn good time. So if your friends are trying to pressure you into drinking and calling you, like, the bummer of the group because you're not drinking and all that stuff, calling you boring, calling you up to, oh, that is my birth control alarm. It is 10 p.m. when I'm recording this. My bad about that. But seriously, if your friends are calling you names, saying you're uptight, boring, whatever, for not drinking with them, then those are shitty friends. Those aren't real friends. Real friends aren't going to pressure you into doing something that you don't want to do. They're not going to peer pressure you. That's terrible. Like, maybe they'll be like, hey, like, do you want to have a drink? And you're like, no. They're like, are you sure? You're like, no. And that it should end there. That's where it should end. Like, if they're really that, like, they're the ones being uptight, being so, like, annoying about the fact that you don't have a drink in your hand. Like, why does it bother you so fucking much? Worry about yourself. Like, don't worry about me. I'm having a good time completely sober drinking my goddamn Pepsi without any vodka in it. just a plain Pepsi or water or no Beverageno. And I'm having a great time. So why are you so concerned that I'm like uptight and not having a good time when I'm clearly having a great time completely sober? Like, I don't know. Never believed in that. Never believed that you had to be drunk to have a good time, because there are so many good sober times coming your way and that are there. And like, you know, that's just bullshit. So Danny, if you're listening to this, seriously, fuck your friends. Not literally, but seriously, they should just be able, your friends, if they were real friends, like they should recognize that you could have a good time without that shit. Like, you can. I know you. Like, Danny, I could just tell looking at your Twitter profile. You seem like you could have a great time without alcohol. And that's what should matter, right? Like, who needs a freaking drink to have a good time? You could have a totally good time sober. And if that's the, like, if your friends are so worried about that, like, I don't know. Not real friends, in my opinion. In my opinion, not real friends. All right, guys, so that is it for this episode. This was a crazy, weird episode because, like I said, I'm trying to break the perfectionist habit. It was a little all over the place, but hey, that's what the Bitchy Podcast is all about. So thank you guys so much for tuning in, okay? And make sure to go follow at Bitchy Podcast for updates such as new episodes. I also post some cute quotes. I post like a bunch of... Sorry, did you guys hear that? That was my metal straw. Save the planet. Anyways, I post a bunch of random shit on Twitter and on Instagram. At Bitchy Podcast. Go and follow me. Also, guys, oh, you know what? I wanted to mention this to you guys. If you guys have not texted me, please text me, guys. Sign up for my text messages. It's actually me texting you. I swear, like, it's literally me sending out text messages to you guys. It's not some sort of, like, when you first sign up, it's like an automated bot to get you into my contacts so that I can text you. Every text message after that is legitimately me, and I will text you guys back as a group. I will text you back separately. I will text two of you. I will text four of you. I will text one of you. I will text 100 of you. Like, it doesn't even matter. Guys, please. My number is 1-917-540-3097. Once again, that is 1-917-540-3097. And if you still didn't get that, I will put it in the description of this episode. So please text me, guys. I have really, really fucking exciting things coming soon. Like, really, really, really exciting things. So you're gonna wanna, like, if you're listening to this, make sure you text me, because I have been sending a lot of exclusive shit through there, and you guys are gonna be the first to know about a lot of things. But anyways, yeah, thank you, lovely bitches, for tuning in. And that's about it. So I will see you guys in the next episode. And with that being said, bye bye, bitches.